A Korean reporter once asked me, do your Korean parents feel ashamed that their daughter talks about what you talk about on stage? And I said, I don't think they're ashamed because they're Korean. I think any parents would be ashamed. My mom was so mad when my boyfriend moved into my house. She was so angry at me. She was so pissed off because for years, she kept telling me, I know you're gay. I know you are a big lesbian and you need to come out of the closet and admit it to yourself and everybody. Everybody think you're gay anyway. I don't know what your problem is. You need to look in the mirror and say, I'm here. I'm queer. And I forgot it, but you know because you're gay. I knew all the time that you were gay from the time that I you born and the first time I see you, I hold you in my arm and I say, oh, you're so beautiful. She's so beautiful. What a dyke. Oh, what a big dyke. And you maybe one day you will grow up to be PE teacher or... or maybe play tennis or something, and I was so happy. I don't know what's wrong with you. You think that I don't know about the gay, but I know about the gay. I know many things about the gay. I have a K.D. Lang album. I'm not a lesbian. Which is a shame, because I am so good at softball. I feel very much a big part of the gay and lesbian community, because I am the biggest fag hag ever. I love my gay male friends so much, but when I was a little girl, I always wished that I would be constantly surrounded by gorgeous guys, and I am, and I should have been more specific. I'm doing a lot better than I was last year. Last time I was here, I was a little depressed. Last time I was here, my television show got canceled, and I was so bummed because, you know how I found out? I read it in the paper. Isn't that the worst? Oh, All American Girl got canceled. I love that show. Fucking freaked out. I freaked out. Saw myself on late night TV going, well, when I first called Dion Psychic Friends, talking to that one really weird fucked up psychic with the white hair, you know that guy that looks like Ralph the dog that plays piano on The Muppet Show? That guy's a fucking freak. And I saw myself with him. I freak out about everything. You know, I'm really neurotic. I'm really, really panicky. You know, I'll panic about the littlest things. If a guy I like doesn't call me, immediately I think, oh my God, I'm going to die alone. I'm just going to die alone. And that's not where the fantasy ends. That's where it begins. I'm not only going to die alone, I'm going to die really fat. And not just regular fat, like fucking crazy fat. Like so fat that I can't even get out of bed. I have to make my own clothes out of sheets and I have two long braids. That kind of fucking crazy Guinness Book of World Records fat where I'm riding a scooter. And or, you know, like when I die, I'll be buried in a piano. Like that kind of crazy, ridiculous fat. Or maybe just sad spinster fat. Sad, sad spinster fat. I see myself waddling to the public pool at 6 a.m. to float on my back. And I see myself in the shower lifting up my massive breast to wash underneath it. I just panic about everything. Panic, panic. If I'm in a plane and there's turbulence, immediately I look in my purse for food that I'm gonna have to hide from the other survivors. You know, the show was really hard for me to do because it was an Asian American family show, and a lot of people still don't understand the concept of Asian American. Like, I would go do these promotional tours all over the country, and this morning show guy just didn't understand me at all, and he was like, "All right, Margaret, we're changing over to an ABC affiliate, so why don't you tell our viewers in your native language that we're making that transition?" So I looked at the camera and I said, "They're changing to an ABC affiliate." It's very controversial within the Korean community. I'm like the worst role model in the world. I'm sorry that Korea has me to represent them. I feel bad, but I can't help being myself. And sorry. But I would read in Time and Newsweek when the show was on, I would read all these Korean leaders were saying really mean things about me. And of course, I didn't try to get their support at all. I was calling them at home, all drunk from a bar at 3 a.m. "What the fuck is wrong with you, you fucking cock?" And it's really stupid to call a 50-year-old Korean man a fucking cock because they have no idea what it is, you know. "What do you mean I am fucking cock? I am not a rooster. I am not chicken." You know, they didn't know. They call me a racist, which really pissed me off because I am many things, but I am not a racist. I know what racism is because I watch college cheerleading. College cheerleading is unbelievably racist sometimes. And I watched this team win a tournament one year, and their routine was so bad, and it began with a da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na gong. And if you're an Asian American and you're watching TV and you hear that, you know you're fucked. And I'm watching these kids do like the most incredibly racist routine, and it's cheerleading, but it's so racist. They're doing like kung fu, they're doing laundry and shit. At one point, one kid dressed as a dog runs across the stage being chased by another kid with a cleaver. And then at the very end, one kid makes a 700 score on the SAT in the math portion.